Welcome, my beloved. This is At My Father's Table with Pastor Kevin T. Scott. Today we're going to be offering an encouraging word to our people of the world. This world is corrupt in many ways, but because we have Jesus, we're going to be all right. Stay with me. Tune in as we talk about it. Today's sermon topic is going to be Who Believes? Who Believes? Now, I would like for you Bible carriers, you know, not the ones that have it on their cell phones. Don't think we don't appreciate you. We know that this gives you tremendous versatility. But I'm talking about those people who like to hear the pages turn. And when you're turning those pages or you're strolling down, I need you to go to Proverbs 3:6 and read that passage in Proverbs 3:6. If you step just up to Proverbs 3:5, it says, "The Lord with all your heart, and don't depend on your own understanding." Proverbs 3:6, "Remember the Lord in all you do, and he will give you success." Because of the way the Bible is structured here in the 21st century, you have many different versions of that. But trust in the Word of God, for we must believe. But who believes? Who believes in that mighty name of Jesus? You see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's difficult sometimes to believe. When you're talking to your friends and they tell you a story, you believe them. But when you're talking about the Word of God, something that you can't physically see, who believes? You can believe the trauma that we all go through. Trials and tribulations, when things happen to us beyond our control. But the Word says, trust in Him. And the Him that it's talking about is our Savior, our brother, a friend to the end and beyond. See, believing in something that you can't see can be a most difficult task because you can't reach out and touch it. You can't hug it to make you feel better. It's not warm and fuzzy on the nights when it's cold and dreary outside. The only thing that you can do is to believe. Who believes? Is it you? Is it me? We all have gone through some things, and you looked at the situation, in some cases the manipulation of others, and you can't imagine how are you going to get out of this. this problem that's cleverly designed to develop your belief in the Word of God. And that's ultimately what we're getting at. Believing in the Word of God, because that's what He left for us. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Something that we can hold on to in our minds, in our hearts, in our souls. But when things go haywire, when it's so jacked up that you don't know where to turn. I know some of you have had it that good. The silver spoon and the fancy things of this world. But when you get down to the nitty gritty, when it's all said and done, you can't take any of this with you. All you can take is your soul. And your soul can rest in Jesus. That's the bridge over the troubled waters. But that bridge is elusive. It seems like it moves. But there are 66 books that give you a description of what it is and what it isn't. It's not wrapped up in tarot cards and palm readers. It's not wrapped up in your sister girl telling you what someone did. It's not wrapped up in things that you have really nothing to do with. Your life, my life, should be wrapped in the Word of Jesus, the Bible, because it gives you the basic instructions before leaving Earth. And you will need some instruction because this world that we live in is wicked. It's foul. It's a fallen world. But you're in it, and you're a part of it. See, we're not perfect at what we do. Mm-mm. Not none of us. We're not blameless at the mistakes that we've made to hurt someone or the mistakes that someone have done to hurt us. It's all a universal cycle. But when you have Jesus, He can order your steps. He can give you a direction that will allow you to have success. And that's what Proverbs is talking about. Trusting in the Word of God. Trusting in what you have read. He leaves His words for you to follow. When He rose after being nailed to the cross, He was amongst people who did not believe that He had risen. It was so bad that He went around talking with different people. And they did not recognize who He was. He did not reveal that to them because He was trying to leave them with something far more important, the Word of God. So that you in this afterlife can come and be with Him. For He says, I have gone to prepare a mansion for you. Not Pastor Scott, you. And your mansion is waiting on you. It's not waiting for me. You see, I have my own. Because there's space enough for everyone at this table. He even went and broke bread with people. And that's when they began to realize that the Son of God the Father is amongst us. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, when you're raising your children, raise them on the world, not this stuff that's going on that children are acting as if they're an adults, and we are acting as we are children. We got it confused, and it's being misused. We have to offer them something better than ourselves. And that is the word of God. Trusting in the word of God. So who believes? Is it you? Is it you over there? I need someone to help me to deliver this message. Who believes in all that Christ has done for you? Do you have a testimony? Do you let them know that he saved you? Who believes? Who believes in that word that transcends everything? Nothing is before the word of God. The beginning and the end. And it's all the stuff that's in the middle that makes us who we are. Yes, there are going to be disappointments. Yes, there are going to be letdowns. Yes, people are going to hurt you intentionally. But when you have Jesus, when you believe in him, because the Bible says, trust no man or woman. Are they talking about your wife? Are they talking about your husband? Are they talking about your son, your daughter, your friend, your ace boom coon? Who are they talking about? It's up to you to decide what you believe. Who believes in what the word of God says and follows it as closely as you can? Because we're not perfect human beings. We can be here, there, and everywhere. But when you have your foundation in Jesus and you believe in him, he will give you your heart's desires. I'm a witness. I'm a witness that because I believe. When you tell people about your dreams, be careful, because they look at you as if you're crazy, because people can't see what's inside of you. They can't see what motivates you. Who believes when you tell someone you want to do this or that? They doubt you because they look at you as being like them. But when you believe in Jesus, when you believe in the power that he possesses, when you believe that he left the Holy Spirit for you to talk to, when you believe that there are angels protecting you from all hurt, harm and danger. That doesn't mean that you don't go through trials and tribulations. Who believes? No, they think that you are just talking. And you know, we have different ways to say that. Talking smack. Running your mouth. That person don't have it in them. But God sees everything in you. He knows when to turn you left and when to turn you right. And when you believe in him, you have everything. That doesn't mean that he's going to give you everything you want, because he knows some things you best not have. If you want your soul preserved to move on to the next life, you have to trust him and him alone. And I'm not telling you it's an easy thing to do. I've been there. I understand. I know when people look at you sideways and say, they can't do that. They don't have that kind of talent. They don't have those gifts. But only God knows what you have and what you don't have. Who believes in what the word says? Who trusts the Lord? It's more than just saying it. You have to practice this. It requires your ultimate attention, because where you're going into eternity. And that's no place to fool around with. Trusting God is the right thing to do. I didn't say it was the easiest thing to do, because things are not going to all go right. And when you realize that the world is built off of many, many things, the one thing that you can depend on is the word of God. And as you depend on that and that alone, and you trust in him that is your Savior, you will find victory in the places that are most important, what you are called here to do. We all have an assignment. And some of the people that I listen to myself, I can see that they're operating in their assignment. I know some people, the Jamal Bryants, the people who preach the word of God, like a Reverend Terry Anderson. I have clergy in my family. My brother is a bishop, and they're operating in their spirit. I didn't say they were perfect people. No. When you listen to a Pastor Walter Bryant, you're hearing the purity of God in a fashion that's calm, cool, and relaxed. But the point is clear. Trust in God. When you're listening to the Al Sharptons and other people who are led to give us some direction, the Barack Obamas, just people. Yes, everyone has a calling on their life. Find your calling. Order your steps in the Word of God. And when you do that, you're able to reach that pinnacle of life when you transition over to the next life. There's a crown waiting for you. There's things that you can't even imagine. And as I said, I know it's not easy, because this is difficult. And it's designed that way for those who are worthy of his word. Yes, we have the con artists in the pulpit. We have people that will do ungodly things, saying that they work for Jesus. The truth comes out. We all are guilty of telling a lie at some point in time in our lives. So the only one that's perfect is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And they killed him. So you can imagine what they'll do to you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my beloved, the saints of this world, be good to people. Treat them as you want to be treated. Because the Bible tells you, love ye one another as I have loved you. And you know you have been loved at some point in time by our Savior. Either directly or indirectly, his love spreads. Be good to people. I know it's not easy being good to people who misuse and abuse you. It's all right. Every tear you shed, God has, and he will deal with everyone accordingly. That's why he says, vengeance is mine. And when you get that, when you feel that, when you can embrace the words in our Bible, then you have it all. Just yesterday I was in observation. I was watching children play. You know, that's one of the things I like to do, just to look at little boys and girls on a playground and they're playing and enjoying their life. They have no idea of what they're going to be going into. And I can remember when my mother used to take me to the park and let me play on the playground. And the playground that I played on, my beloved, it was a playground that had a airplane on it. It was dismantled, but you could still sit in the cockpit. And I remember climbing up on a tank. And this park was unique. It was a park like no other park that I can remember. It had dreams built in it. And I'm telling you that a life with Jesus Christ is full of imagination and facts that if you believe in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. And I remember watching these little children swing and ride down the little slope they had for them. And I took myself back to playing in the park. Well, ladies and gentlemen, heaven is like that. You're in a world where peace is abound. You can just relax and praise God the Father. And his son is sitting right beside him. And you get to lift up your voice. It's like a day in the park where it's carefree and natural. And I look forward to that time when we can just play in the park, where we can just praise our Lord and Savior. Order my steps. Let me get to that promised land. And all of these things that has happened in this life will long be gone by. And now I can just sit and be comfortable praising God. At my Father's table, we're on a mission to serve as many people as possible, to be of service to humanity. Because the Bible says, love ye one another. So when our Savior was hanging on the cross, he was hanging for you. He was hanging for me. When they nailed his hands into the wood, That nail was for our peace of mind, for us to have a place where we can go to and enjoy ourselves in the park of praise. At this point in our lives, for those of us who are just a little older, we understand having peace of mind is more than anything. And as we grow in Christ, as we learn more and more about Him, in understanding how we treat one another, God is going to bless us for that. And we can have that peaceful day in the park of praise. This has been another message from Pastor Kevin T. Scott at My Father's Table. Thank you for tuning in. We look forward to being even more of a blessing to you and yours. Amen, amen, and amen.